Good morning. Today is Friday, September the 30th.
It certainly is.
The last day of the third quarter.
It is indeed.
Rock and roll, baby. Joining us, the head meister of rock and roll.
Fall is here.
And the obvious, Luke.
I looked at the red leaves when I came over this morning. Yeah. Your house is, your tree is red.
Yeah.
Yeah, your tree is really nice.
Yeah, it's starting to look a little bit more woody now.
Yeah. Oh, indeed. Yeah.
We're seeing it. I get mad every time because it starts way too early for me.
Oh. Yeah. Fall is here.
It is.
Rain's coming.
Oh, we hope. Our quotes are.
Oh, I got two, actually.
You got two?
They work together.
Okay.
There's a Japanese proverb says, even monkeys fall out of trees, which means that, well, it means a number of things. And then the next quote is, a happy marriage is a union of two good forgivers. So when I fall out of a tree, Lissy goes, sorry about that, honey. Don't do it again. And I go, okay, thanks for the heads up. And we move on.
Tourniquet?
Tourniquet, yeah, and we move on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a quote about gratitude. But gratitude is extremely important in a marriage, in a relationship, in raising children, in being here for this. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much. No, gratitude is very important.
Honesty apparently is left by the sideline on that one.
Gratitude. Yeah, is probably undervalued in this culture. Gratitude. It's interesting about being grateful. I ask people in therapy to make lists of what they're grateful for, because generally people go to therapy because they're in trouble, and they're using the big three, ABC, anger, blame, and criticism, which guaranteed establishes distance in a relationship, anger, blame, and criticism. Then so there goes the closeness. But if they start making up a list of things they're grateful for, their perspective will change. And that's ABC, anger, blame, and criticism, just narrows perspective down to looking at life through a toilet paper tube. So gratitude will widen one's perspective, which is useful. It keeps the stomach calm, keeps the brain from getting all inflamed, and it keeps the heart warm. There, I said it and I'm glad.
Well, I was listening and I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, which is probably part of it also, huh?
That's right.
You need to have an active listener at the other end.
Oh, yeah, nice to have an active, yeah, okay, right, next. So much for active listening.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, it's got to be interesting seeing things at the 5,000-foot level rather than being down in the swamp.
Yeah.
Healthy perspectives. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Luke.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Simple Country Therapist Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of gratitude or not, understanding people or not, it's interesting, and I hadn't planned steering it this way, but I had one of those goofy questions before the show.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about it, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of interesting. I'd not thought of asking this, and if we waited till next month, it's going to be fire and brimstone, and everybody's going to have stakes driven all over the place. And yeah, So what I'd like to ask you is if Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were patients, clients, customers, whatever the trade calls them, in group together.
Yeah, they would be in the same group. No way.
Knowing what we have seen, what would they be like? What would you be looking and talking with them about? What do you observe? What do you sense from these two folks that are running for president?
Well, the first problem is...
No, that's Reagan's line.
I remember years ago I was reading an article about a reporter who was talking about interviewing politicians. And he said, they usually start with, well. So I asked the guy, why do you usually start with, well? And he said, it gives me a moment to think. Well, the first thing that happens when people give me a call for therapy is they want something because they're not able to handle something on their own. So they have decided, and a friend said, go see Lewis, that, okay, well, I'll give that a try, see what happens. So they want something. So the first thing I think of when I think of those two is, why do kids lie? Children lie for two reasons. One is to gain advantage. The other is to stay out of trouble. Now, politicians, of course, are expert at doing both and are up to their hips in doing both. They want advantage and they want to stay out of trouble. So political lying has to do with avoidance and sometimes simply direct, no, I didn't have sex with that woman. What do you mean by sex? Look at the dress.
That woman.
That woman.
All kinds of options, yeah.
Yeah. So minimize, distort, avoid. So there's no, as far as I know, there is absolutely no way to be a politician without being able to minimize, deny, distort, avoid. I don't know how to do that to be a politician. Because if you tell the truth, people leave you in droves. So part of that lie is to appease people. Now, Hillary appeases one way, and Trump appeases in the other way. They also have different audiences, too. So my first question to both of them would be, why are you here? What do you want? And then they would point to the person and say, I want him or her to shut up. And I'd say, that's not going to happen. So if you look at Hillary's background, you see one thing. If you look at Trump's background, you see another. That Trump has been described as a narcissist, male chauvinist, pig. And Hillary's been described as a flaming, hysterical liberal. So then you have to start looking at yourself and saying, well, what are the hallmarks of liberals and what are the hallmarks of conservatives? They both waste a lot of money, each in their own different way. But I grew up in after World War II, and I was there when President Eisenhower started and developed the cross-country road system. So that's been part of my childhood legacy, is all those road systems. Now, those road systems are going to hell in a handbasket. Concrete's decayed, bridges are rusting. And if you take New York, for example, take my wife, please. Take New York, for example. If you look at the underground stratification, there's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of pipes and tubes and steam pipes and water pipes and and. Most of which is old, and a lot of which is rotting. You see the big steam explosion video in New York of the steam pipe bursts, and you get this huge 100-foot fountain of steam and debris coming up out of the street, like a volcano, right? Steam pipe. Most people don't know that most of New York is heated by live steam. They just pump steam all over the city. Well, in this country, my experience has been, people don't respond to danger until it's in their face. So Trump is saying danger is in your face now. And Hillary is saying, it looks good to me.
It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Simple Country therapist Lou Quimby. Talk Shop presented by Redeck and by CDH Painting. Lou, looking at the profiles of the personalities of the two primary presidential candidates, you said that they would both be looking for do something to the other person. Now, my understanding is that might be phase one of trying to get something done. Don't look at the mirror. By God, it's them. It's her. It's him.
Well, if you get back to both of them being one of my same groups, and I say, why here? What do you want? One of the things I do is I look at their immediate circumstances. Who are they married to? What are their children doing? Now, if you look at Hillary and the foundation and her daughter's position in that, and then if you look at Trump and his arm candy wives and what the children are doing, then you get a sense of how power is used in the relationship, and then you get a sense of what their sense of entitlement is, what is due to them because of their, quote, hard work, unquote. So I ask him, what do you think you're due? What do you think you are owed by your spouse, your children, your friends, your family, the nation? And what have you done to earn that? And then it's their words after that. But of course, they wouldn't come to me.
What about
so I don't have to worry about that problem.
Yeah, you know, surrounded by Secret Service in your office. Yeah, both sides.
But if you look at gratitude for them, I don't hear sincere or substantial issues of gratitude. I just hear maneuvering for power, the ability to command and control, push things around, make things happen. We were talking before about like foreign policy and foreign nations' sense of entitlement after we've been giving and supporting. And nothing changes. One example was the pouring of, or the dumping of milk products into Africa. And then people were appalled because they were giving all the milk products to their cattle because the people were lactose intolerant, and nobody had sorted that out before they did it, right? So it's like no good deed goes unpunished, but as a general rule, I've seen that we don't pay attention to what the consequences of our, quote, good deeds, unquote, are. So we just kind of pell-mell do what we think is good, best, right, and true. Their culture is not our culture. If you're going to do something for somebody else's culture, it's very useful to say, what do you want? But I don't see that we do that a lot. We impose our good liberal values on other people and wonder why they backfire. Gee, I wonder why.
If you were looking at the nonverbals communication that each have, in addition to their words, would they be in conflict?
Well, I'd look at Trump, and he's very, very simply projects, you're wrong and I can prove it. And she projects, you're inadequate and I can point out all of your inadequacies. So she is, in that regard, patronizing and condescending, and he's just like a schoolyard bully. So he's kind of like, pick your poison. I'd much rather have somebody in my face direct than going around the corner all the time. Going around the corner requires a lot more work to deal with the issues than somebody who's confrontive and clear and at least has some numbers to deal with that are clear. So the confrontations are certainly different. Their style of confrontation is certainly different. And people say he's a narcissist, and I'm sure he is. He gives all the signs of that. And then what are the consequences? Well, he keeps calling her lying Hillary, and then you got to look at what are the consequences of that, because emails, the way the foundation has been used about money and whatnot, and he accuses her and she accuses him, and I don't hear an awful lot of substantial plans for what to do about taking care of the nation.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Beginning.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, one of the things that folks have heard as a familiar is you're known by the friends you keep.
That's true.
Okay, so if we continue our little...
The people you marry and the children you raise.
Discussion about the two primary presidential candidates. Would the cabinet substitute for friends? Would the advisors substitute for friends? Who would we use as those references? Because with the kids, everybody says, oh, and they're all so good.
No, they're not.
Well, of course not. But that, but it's kind of like hands off the family. So you can't go to family.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you're analyzing things, of course you can go to family.
So where do we go to see that circle of...
If you look at that, then you start looking at... In terms of my framework, parent, adult, child, you start looking at parent values, adult procedures, and child feelings. Who do they play golf with? Who do they drink with? Who do they have dinner with? What kind of social circumstances do they host? Do they support? Do they have a $100,000 owner's box for the football game or blah, blah, blah? What kind of car do they drive?
Would it be that they have $100,000 owner's box, or that they attend the games with their buddies and hear who their buddies are, rather than just having it and letting different people go through it? I'm in Smith's box.
They may may take advantage of their buddy's box instead of having to outlay themselves. That's true. He's got his own plane, which is fine. He's got several planes. So you look at who he hangs around with, and what they do, what kind of accomplishments they get done together. If you look at cabinets, neither of them, as far as I know, have talked about who they would have in their cabinet. So you look at how are they going to back themselves up? Well, if you're worried about Trump pushing the button, just because he's got some army person next to him all the time with the football, which has got all the codes in it, right? Doesn't mean the army is going to let him start nuclear war. That's for sure. Just because you got a mad president or a pissed off Hillary that goes, okay, nuke him, doesn't mean the military is going to let him do it. That's for damn sure. The difficulty with those things has to do with the bureaucracy, the civil service that's entrenched. Like Trump is talking about regulation. Well, if you're going to trim regulation, one of the ways to do it is just eliminate something. Like they're talking about education or what's the other one? The
Obamacare?
Well, Obamacare, they can just kill that. The industrial regulators, not OSHA. Anyway, just eliminate a whole bureaucratic setup, like education, and the other one was health and welfare. You start doing that, and there's hell to pay in terms of repercussions. So it's not like Trump is able to go in and just cut, trim, pare, kill, mutilate, stable, spindle, because there are so many fail-safes in place about existing jobs and the rules and regulations, and he can't control all of that. He can complain about it, but he can't control all of that. So, he's got to be careful.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, we're done?
We are out of here. Oh, see you on Monday.
Goodness gracious.